The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ear and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, an authentic prophet does not speak of his fancy, his hopes for the future. Rather, he or she reveals to us the truth of God. It is God speaking through him or her so that we may partake in the work of God that is about to break out. And that is why Isaiah begins today by asking the people to take heart. In Spanish, the word will be ánimo. In English, it's hard to translate, but it means more like take heart. Open up to the Spirit of God to strengthen you. So we have the translation, be strong, fear not. Why? Because in face of all the adversities that you see, that are real, there is even a greater reality, and that is the love and the power of God for you. And this prophecy of Isaiah that says to us today that the deaf will be cleared, the tongue of the mute will sing, is fulfilled in the gospel when Jesus touches that man and by the word of Ephphatha be opened, indeed the man is completely healed. Now, a man in that condition, as this poor man was, in Israel would be ostracized, rejected, not only because of the handicap, this is a sin of all human beings. We tend to reject those who we feel uncomfortable with, not only because they may have physical impediments, but people who just we don't find attractive, people who are just not nice in our own way of seeing things. We tend to reject, to shun out of the experience of family. And yet, it is precisely among the poor, those who are rejected, that Jesus finds preference. That is why in the second reading we see from the letter from James, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom? The very ones that find rejection, who find no place in the family of God, according to the perspective of men, are the ones who really find the place in the family of God, because God Himself chooses them. So that teaches us something. How do we find preference with God? How do you and I find preference with God? Well, we hear it today. We need to become poor. What does that mean? That means to become dependent on God. That means to allow God to work on us in ways that we don't even expect. It doesn't have to do with how much resources you have, but rather who is really in control of your life and your resources. Is it God really? Or is it some areas in your life that you don't want God to go there? Now look at the case of this man. The Lord brings him aside. Now he's alone with Jesus. And Jesus sticks his finger into his ear. What's the first reaction when somebody sticks his finger in your ear? You feel very uncomfortable. You pull back. The Lord is telling us something. Let me work in you, even if you find it uncomfortable. We all have an area around us, which is our comfort zone or our area of privacy, and we don't like people to intrude there. But do we allow Jesus? And then Jesus does something even more amazing. He spits on his hand, and with saliva on his fingers, he touches the man's tongue. Can you imagine that? Jesus is as if trying to bring himself into that man. Saliva for the Jews was a healing agent. The Lord is using his own saliva and touching the man's tongue. It's something we would be uncomfortable doing to somebody else, and much more uncomfortable having it done to us, isn't it? Now pray and ask Jesus, is there something that you want to do in my life that I may find uncomfortable, that I have not allowed you to do yet? Maybe I'm doing this for you, Jesus, and I'm willing to do another thing. But the Lord says, will you let me touch you in your wound? Will you allow me access in that area of your life? Would you give me authority in this that is so important to you, and really yield to me? Allow me to be Lord. It's only then that the power of God can really break through in us, and we'll be free, and we'll be fulfilled, having come into union with Christ. The Lord wants you to know that He truly loves you, that you have nothing to fear allowing Him into your life, into your privacy, and putting your life in the light, allowing Him to rule completely. And then what happens? The miracle happens, and it's a sign for everyone. So this man, who according to Jewish custom, if somebody would be handicapped, they would think he probably sinned, that's why he's handicapped, or his parents sinned. And Jesus says, no, it's not because of sin. In fact, I'm going to manifest my glory and my love through this person. And through this healing, everyone is filled with astonishment. The Bible tells they were exceedingly astonished, and they said, he has done all things well. Now, are we astonished at the Lord? Are we full of marvel, of holy amazement at the Lord? We are going not only to be touched in our ears, not only to receive saliva in our tongue today, we are truly going to receive the body and the blood of Christ. How much more fortunate and blessed we are. And how much more should we be astonished and praise God and thank Him, so that when we go out of the temple today, we witness to the world the great things that God has done with us. Do you see the danger in us when we just carry on as routine, you know, going on, the world is as normal, and we have nothing to offer because we're like everybody else? No, the Lord has revealed Himself to us, has healed us, has brought us into intimacy with Him. And it should show we are a new creation. We have come to witness, to participate in the work, in the healing, in the life of God through Jesus Christ.